Welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to the audio educational and anthology series, What You're Not Listening To, here on Ace of Spades PDX. And I'm your host, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., your producer, webmaster, audio engineer, researcher, and writer. Yes, the monkey bear strikes again, and here we are on the DIY, first week of June. Hope you're all having a great, great time. Hope you had a very safe and wonderful non-infectious holiday weekend last week as well. Don't know how else to say that, right? And, you know, the touring industry has taken a really major hit, and it's a real shame because there was one show I really wanted to see this year, and hopefully, hopefully I will get an opportunity to again. So until that time, we are catching up with Tame Impala. And like so many artists, plans for a huge summer tour in support of another amazingly excellent new release have been put on hold due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is your chance to play catch-up. Tame Impala is a recording concept created by Wundekind, Kevin Parker. He performs all the singing, writing, pre-production, and playing on his studio releases himself, and has since the late 2000s. He has seemingly done the impossible. Build a steady and ever-growing fan base, starting off with straight-up, hazy, gauzy, drug-induced psychedelic rock into a form of pop with some of those elements, but now draped in dance grooves and a smart adult sensibility. Parker is thinking 1970s, but playing 2020s. Parker hails from literally the edge of the world, Perth, Australia. His first three albums of regular material, Inner Speaker, Lonerism, and Currents, garnered truckloads of critical praise from a wide variety of publications, with even Vice magazine naming Tame Impala the artist of the 2010s. On these releases, he often relates themes of loss and loneliness with his new album, The Slow Rush. Parker displays a type of emotional maturity without coming across as someone who is bitter because now he's in his 30s. His singing style isn't typical of dance act or psychedelic rockers either. It's more gentle and conversational. His music follows a trend by just about every major artist of the decade. Slower, more groove, and rhythm-based. It is truly headphone music that wants to be played in your car or on the dance floor without being pushy. Even with the move toward more pop-oriented music with his latest release, the Tame Impala live show, where Parker employs some truly excellent musicians, are replete with a throwback to light shows of the 70s, or not unlike that Pink Floyd tribute you see at the Planetarium. A fan of not just vintage tracks, but of current acts as well, is evidenced by his work with newer hip-hop artists like Kendrick Lamar and Travis Scott, among others. Parker is in that rare arena where categories of musicians are blurred. Tame Impala is one of the few consistent rock and roll album artists on the charts currently, which is slightly ironic because he has openly admitted to stealing music from the internet in the past and finds no fault in others doing the same with his releases. He is also looking forward to getting back on the road again, with his tour cut short in Los Angeles earlier this year due to the pandemic. Many in Tame Impala's fan base, though, often get Parker's influences wrong, narrowly attributing it solely to the Beatles, where Parker himself has stated his biggest influence is Led Zeppelin, and lately finding musical affinity with 70s pop artists such as Fleetwood Mac, Supertramp, the Bee Gees, and Todd Rundgren. To which older ears, that's completely obvious. Parker wears his influences on his sleeve so much at times that it seems he has no other outfit. But listen closely, and you will hear the sound of an artist making his own way with their guidance. And you'll find that I often will, especially when talking about studio material, will interchangeably use Kevin Parker with Tame Impala because, well, they are one and the same. And without any further ado, let's kick right into it, shall we? From the brand new album, was released on Valentine's Day earlier this year. The album is called The Slow Rush, and it's excellent. Just personally speaking, I do believe it's actually superior to the 2015 album, Currents. And this is It True?, which is kind of the new single. And it was actually performed, quote-unquote, on the Colbert Show during the coronavirus lockdown with Kevin. In addition to always on the albums, doing all the instruments themselves, he actually recorded himself in different sections and synced them all live. And we will see you in about 30 minutes.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back, everyone, to the audio educational and anthology series, What You're Not Listening To, here on Ace of Spades PDX. I'm still your all-around monkey bear, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., and let's recap on what we've heard on our Catching Up with Tame Impala show. Yes, until they can go back on the road again, this is especially for you fans who are new, or people listening who are new, it's kind of an overview of their entire career, and featuring new music as well. And speaking of which, let's recap what we've heard in the first part, which kicked off with a brand new song from earlier this year from the album The Slow Rush. It's the new single, believe it or not. This is It True? Following that is Runway Houses City Clouds from their first proper full-length LP Interspeaker from 2010. That's All For Everyone follows that from 2012. Just Tell Me That You Want Me. And as I mentioned earlier, Kevin Parker is a huge Fleetwood Mac fan. That was originally done by Fleetwood Mac on their double album, Tusk, written by another Wunderkind, Mr. Lindsey Buckingham. Following that was Endo Trois from 2012's Lonerism, their second and still their biggest selling physical album. Endo Trois means fall asleep. After that was a single A-side from 2009, their very first, called Sundown Syndrome, and the song we just heard from their 2015 album, kind of their breakthrough, called Currents, which was their first Billboard Top 5 album. Their most current album, The Slow Rush, also made the top five as well. And the song we just heard was The Moment. And if you've seen the podcast page here, you'll see a little excerpt. I think it's also available in the Google podcast section, because it's all text, where Kevin Parker wants to desperately top this next song. And for this was kind of the introduction to a lot of people to Tame Impala. It's a fantastic groover, and was actually featured in several commercials. I think one for BlackBerry as well. This is from 2012's Lonerism. This is Elephant, and we will see you just before our truly grand finale. We'll be right back.
For one night. Miss Rockefeller, I gave her half of the check. It was good sex, honorable mention to the net. Didn't pass the loud, that was out of respect. After words passed the tie, I was out of Kleenex. If you take a girl out, do you expect sex? If she take her titties out, do you expect checks? First visit, I gave her a pearl necklace. Next visit, I'ma need your girl naked. Took a church visit, you know, cause the world hectic.
And welcome back, one and all, as we come into the home stretch here on our Tame Impala show, catching up with Tame Impala here for the first week of June 2020. Hope you all of you are having a great time as we're coming into the summer, and hopefully all of you are staying as safe as possible. And it's your host, Eddie Benbear, whether you like it or not. And let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our show. Yes, this is kind of a holdover until touring history can come back in some form or fashion. So if you have not seen this act, you must, as that is really, they are really, really all that. The best, quote-unquote, rock and roll act you're going to see, or at least one of them. And it seems that a lot of them, my favorite ones right now, are all coming from Australia. Yes. Let's recap what we heard in the second part. Kicked it all off with Elephant from 2012's Lonerism. Following that was the single A-side to 2019's It Might Be Time. And that was eventually released on the Slow Rush. And as an aside, there were several singles released, Patience, which did not make the album. That's another single A-side. You can find it on download as well. And a song called Borderline. Now, the single mix is different and longer than the album mix. And Kevin Parker and I'm probably one of the people in these camps as well, who think that the new version of Borderline, which is on the Slow Rush, is actually superior. So yes, so that seems a little confusing there. There's that. Following that, in the middle here was Let It Happen from 2015's Currents, with the full-length album version of that. Following that was Lucidity from 2010's Inner Speaker, their debut. And if you hear some, like, fuzzed out, like, distortion, that was intentional on the part of Kevin. Yes. And the song we just heard, which is really different from all the other ones, my God, that was Skeletons from 2018 from the album Astro World. And that was rapper Travis Scott. And that was featuring The Weeknd, who we profiled earlier this year, Pharrell Williams, and Tame Impala. And yes, Kevin not only played on this, but produced it as well and was one of the songwriters. And all good things must come to an end. And there has been a lot of great material out there for you to see with the Tame Impala. And they actually released an official live album after they're very long. They tour quite long. The tours are quite long as well. I mean, the band was touring for like 3.5 years alone on the Currents album. In fact, headlining Coachella just last year. Yes, it's the reason there was such a big gap in between the last album, 2015, and this one. And this was recorded on the Lonerism tour. First time I saw the band, and they were amazing. And this is a song that was originally part of an EP. And a slightly different configuration than this version. Eventually ended up on their first EP of their own as well. And if you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, dedications, and requests are always welcome. Please drop me a line at daddybenbear@gmail.com. And love to you all. We're going to have a very full June this month that we're going to be doing at least one gay pride show, possibly two, even though there really aren't going to be prides around. Doesn't mean that we still can't be proud. Some kind of beginning of summer show, which I'd like to keep a secret. And of course, the aforementioned, we're going to be doing two shows for Canada Day, one on the 30th of June and one on July 1st. And this is kind of very special to me. Not only are we featuring Rush, the anthology of Rush in the 70s and 80s, July 1st was my mother's birthday. She died last November, for our fans of our show. And her birthday, she's from Newfoundland, Canada, pre-annexation. And you'll understand why that's important, because she was actually born on Canada Day. Love to you all. From Live in Chicago, from the album Live Versions, recorded in 2013 and released in 2014, this is Half Full Glass of Wine.
We can prove our musical prowess in this song. Half full glass of wine. Go crazy, Chicago.